The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 168, interview with Hey Nanny Nanny.
Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us.
Come down, your roses, come down. 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 Come down, your roses, come down.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Come down,
your roses, come down.
Come down,
your roses, come down.
Come down,
your roses, come down.
And its flame dropped around Cape Horn.
Come down, your roses, come down.
My dear old mother said to me,
come down, your roses, come down.
My dear son, come home from sea.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Your blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come
down. Your blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down. Come down, your roses, come down. Come down, your roses, come down. Come down, your roses, come down.
Cape Horn in the frost and snow.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Got your best to see you go.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Chase the whales through the frost and snow.
My little roses grow in the gardens.
Come down, your blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Your blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Come down,
your roses, come down.
It's round Cape Horn, you've got to go.
Come down, your roses, come down.
For that is where the whale fish blow.
Come down, your roses, come down.
And that will do.
Come down, your roses, come down.
For where the boys to kick her through.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down.
Blood red roses.
Come down, your roses, come down. Come down, your roses, come down. Come down, your roses, come down.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
I'm Tony Artem.
And I am Matt Letter.
That was the Pirates Royale, Come Down You Roses, Blood Red Roses, from Tales of the Brigantine.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too. That's great. Great song. Great performance.
Yeah, Mark is back from the dead here.
Yes, I am back from the dead. From the disappearance, I was kidnapped. Taken to Birmingham, Alabama, where I now reside. But what were you saying the last show, Tony? Matt, we were saying
it was
St. Patrick's Day.
What, yeah.
Yeah. It was quite an exciting adventure, like I was saying right before the show. You know, we got here. I put the cats in the laundry room, and somehow they climbed into the wall in the back of the laundry room. And where they are hid out, you know. So they went hiding out there for like a day and a half, and finally we got them out. But that was highly annoying, I gotta say. But now they're nice and relaxed. The baby's happier. Well, except for the fact that she's teething right now. That's just shit nightmare stuff. Oh, I'm sure every parent out there knows what I'm talking about. Not fun.
As long as she doesn't start teething on the cat's tails, it'll be fine.
No, that's not going to happen, I don't think.
Okay, good.
A little too furry. Now, grabbing them, although the cats have been really, mostly pretty good about the, you know, the grabbing and such. You know, she grabs them, starts pulling at their hair now, and they're like, eh! And one of Tore, who's my lap kitty, he just goes limp. He's like a rag doll. He just goes limp. He's like, okay, as long as you pet him. He'll just stay there.
Play dead.
Exactly. So, and what have you been up to, Tony?
Nothing much. Just enjoying the summer.
Now, in the last show, Matt was telling me that y'all did something really horrific in one of the episodes, and I have to search the past episodes to find out what it was. Are you going to reveal what that was?
No, you have to ask Matt for that one.
Oh, just pass the buck. I see how it is.
Good answer, Tony. I'll give you $5 next time I see you.
Oh, okay.
All right, shall we jump into the music?
The next one is 400 Turns by Tanya Oplin from Sunset Gold.
Yes, and that's some music and lyrics inspired by Anne McCaffrey's Pern series. So,
just an pretty awesome series.
Yeah, and that's the second album they've done of Pern music. Really cool. Got some gorgeous stuff, and it's very fitting too, as you'll hear right now.
Turns the wheel was alone. repentance, we're woman, Lessa by name, called Rabbath's rider of Ruatha's bloodline, saw in these woven strands beckoning signs that would take her gold dragon between timeless space, bringing forward the lost weirs in a star-guided race. 400 turns of a cold black as death, dragonless, we'll rediscover the need. 400 turns ago, 400 hence, honor the dragon, turns
in the dear land of Curramand, I bid thee farewell. We're bound off for Greenland, we're ready to sail, in a hopes to find riches, a-hunting the whale. So goodbye to my comrades, for a while we must part, and likewise a dear lass, the first one my heart. For the cold coast of Greenland, my love will not chill, and the long my absence, our love in Sheffield. Our ship is well rigged, and she's ready to sail. The crew, they are anxious, follow the veil, where the icebergs to float on the stormy winds blow, where the land and the ocean is covered with snow. Oh, the cold coast of Greenland is barren and bare, no seedtime or harvest is ever known there, and the birds who sing sweetly in mountain and dale, there's no bird in Greenland to sing to the whale. For a man to live there, and the king of that country, a fierce Greenland bear, there'll be no temptation to tarry long there, with our ship wonderful, homeward we'll sail. Our ship she laid in harbour, our captain laid a bed, but who he laid I just don't know, because he never said. He was waiting for fresh orders when he leapt up with a shout, "If I'm the captain, hadn't I better start giving some orders out? If he's the captain, hadn't he better start giving some orders out?"
He cried, come, come, me jolly brave boys, it's with a valiant heart. 'Tis time we join the battle, for it seems to be falling apart. And so we weighed the anchor and measured it as well. It seemed about the right size as best as we could tell. It seemed about the right size as best as we could tell. Bound down for the coast of Sheringham, our orders did run so. We're bound to sink and destroy, me boys, no matter where we go. We're bound to sink and destroy, boys, these words the captain speak. We're bound to sink that much, I know, for we have just sprung a leak. We're bound to sink that much, she knows, for we have just sprung a leak. We had not been a-sailing past 30 feet or more, when we espied a strange sail, and down on us she bore. 'Twas the strangest sail I ever did see in all my years afloat. But if you think that sail was strange, you should have seen the boat. But if you think that sail was strange, you should have seen the boat. Good Lord, the captain, he did cry, and what shall we do now? For here's a saucy pirate come to rob us all, I know. Oh no, the first mate did reply, I'll put your mind at ease. They have not come to rob us, just to drown us in the seas. They have not come to rob us, just to drown us in the seas. Then broadstern to broadstern, the cannon roared like thunder. They fired half our deck away, they blew it all asunder. Then half of that they fired as well, and things were getting rough. We only had a quarter deck left, which really was not enough. We only had a quarter deck left, which really was not enough. So on the high seas high, we could no longer stay. 'Twas time to leave the battle, for it was not going our way. Our men were dead or drowned, the ship was sinking fast. But our captain went down with his ship, for we'd lashed him to the mast. But our captain went down with his ship, for we'd lashed him to the mast.
Thank you.
And that was Jardin Féerique by Cast in Bronze from Spirit of the Bells.
Before that was Mallory McCall with 98 Not Out from Kings of the Sea.
And before that was Farewell to Tawathe by Curtis and Loretta from Sit Down Beside Me.
And next up, we're going to have a very special guest interview by Nathan Deese with Hey Nunny Nunny.
Hi, this is Nathan Deese with the Renaissance Festival podcast, and I'm here with Hey Nunny Nunny.
Hello! Good day!
And would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, I am the Reverend Mother Redemptor.
And I'm Sister Philomena Clare,
and we're from the Sisterhood of the Wailing Souls.
Oh, God,
see?
And now you're primarily a singing group.
Well, actually, we're
sort of, isn't
comedy with music is what right. we prefer, dear, you know.
Yes, because if you say we're a singing group, then we have to sound good.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah, we sound all right, but we're certainly not trained. Really.
Make a joyful noise, but it doesn't have to be in tune.
All nuns sing. It's just a thing.
We're forced to do it. Yeah, it is. It's part of it.
Now, how did you get together doing this?
Well, I was dropped off on the convent steps when I was a baby. Mother Redempta, however, was dropped off by a husband.
All right, now, I don't think we need to go in that far back in the history.
But that's not, what do you mean, that's your adult life? That's how you became a nun.
I've been a nun for 15 years, Philomena, and that's a long time.
15?
15.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's not what he asked.
Yeah, we're in.
Oh, yes, right, so do you want to be out now?
Oh, yes, what am I doing? Yes, out is good now.
Out.
Sorry.
Out now.
So in sooth, as they
all
say.
Right. Philomena, tell
how did you
I mean,
get together?
Dana, tell him.
I'll tell him. Well, I, up at the Sterling Renaissance Festival, I was in the acting company, as was Shannon, but not at the same time. And I played a nun by myself, my third year there in the company. And there was something really interesting in that the people automatically knew what I was, and they knew how to talk to me. They just would say sister. So I was like, oh, look, a head start.
Approachable.
Approachable. And people step up with stuff, with a background or an idea. And so I had this idea that it'd be a good show. I mean, with nonsense and nuns being kind of starting to be popular at that point for entertainment, I was like, why doesn't the Renaissance have a nun show? And but right at that point, I was hired by Disney. Oh, stop it! Disney just speed it up. Anyway, we met at Disney World, playing people in the Street Mystere show at Disney MGM Studios.
Long story short, we eventually
became
best friends, and then ended up developing.
I was like, I have this idea. So that's pretty much how it happened.
Okay.
And the rest is history. We put together a videotape. Mm-hmm. That's how long ago it was, and a cover letter. Sent it out to all the Renaissance festivals that we could think of, and we ended up getting work for 11 months. So since then, it's been great. It's been 15 years.
Okay. And what other fairs besides the Carolina Ren Fair have you performed?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've performed at a lot we don't perform at anymore, so there are a lot in our past that we don't do right now, but we did
the Fort Lauderdale show. We did the Old Largo show, which is now a Tampa Bay show. We did the Florida, Marathon Key show, which I don't even know if it exists anymore.
We did Pennsylvania. We've done Maryland. We've done Colorado, California.
Scarborough in Texas.
We've done
Arizona Fair.
Arizona. Wisconsin.
Sterling, New York.
Upstate New York. Downstate New York.
What else?
Oh, gosh. It goes on like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
get around.
You're busy.
We don't do them all at once.
California.
Yeah.
California.
I did take
you
there.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's been really awesome. Yeah. We'll see a lot of the country, and it's a lot of fun, and we get to meet tons of people.
We're pushing 18 years, so
wow.
We don't do all those shows in a year.
Exactly.
Now, what I've noticed that's neat about your show is your harmonies. How do you guys work that out? Does that just come naturally?
You know, kind of. Honestly, yes. I don't know. We have a good ear for it, and usually I sing the harmonies and she sings the melody, and it just comes into my head and I sing it, and we try it out and we practice it, and if it sounds good we sing it. We just make it up as we go along, for God's sake.
Do you guys want to get back in character for a quick little song or anything, do you think?
Sure. It's one of our new songs on our new CD. And I kind of noticed that, if you really think about it, Jesus is kind of our superhero.
Yeah. He's also our husband.
Yeah. He's our superhero husband.
Right.
So what is it that makes us Lois Lane?
Something like
both
that.
Both of us. Can you believe it?
Sister Mary Lois Lane.
Both of us are Lois Lane. nobody ever brings that up, how weird that is that we share a big husband.
Yeah, and we're not Mormon or anything.
So anyway. So we were wondering. Everybody refers to him as JHC.
Yeah.
And we know the J and the C, but we don't know what the H is.
Right, Jesus H. Christ. We don't know what that is. I think it's Harold.
I thought maybe holy, you know, that's obvious.
Our Father who art in heaven, Harold be thy name.
Looney Lucy, our Jewish friend, says it should be Herschel.
Herschel, because he was
a Jewish boy.
So anyway, this song is called JHC.
With the sword swallower in the background. JHC could do anything. He could play the ukulele. He could dance and sing, balance a teacup on his head without a drop wasted, and his angel food cake is the best you've ever tasted. JHC could do anything he tried, could tell a funny story to make you laugh till you cried, make a dry martini with water and no vermouth, and if you said you liked his haircut, he'd know if it was truthful. Anything he pleases, he always says God bless you right before somebody sneezes. Keeps the party rocking. You know somebody's got to. He can swim better than you, although he chooses not to. Yeah, you don't see the hand motion, but I think you'll get it.
It goes on like that. That's just a little snippet of it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if people were to look for you online or elsewhere, where might they look?
HeyNunnyNunny.com.
All right. Thanks, HeyNunnyNunny.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I hear there is a podcast for unfair music fans, for those who wear the kilts
or tights
or a bodice holding up their cans. It helps independent artists to get their CDs sold, and it should start kindergarten soon because it's half a decade old. And to Joe and Mark and Kristen, let's raise up three cheers.
Hip, hip,
thanks for all the music, and here's to 5 more years.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Renaissance Festival Podcast News.
Brought to you by Drinking Ravishly with a Barbarian, a Knight, a Fairy, and a Ninja. Good times. Lords and ladies, get out your calendars, for these are the celebration dates for the Renaissance Festival Podcast for the month of June. Sunday, June 5th, is Second Steal a Sock Day. Monday, June 6th, is Sock Puppet Day. Wednesday, June 8th, Freckle Day. Wednesday, June 15th, Tale of Fairy Tale Day. Sunday, June 19th, a very special day to our hearts, Fairy Day. Tuesday, June 21st, is Midsummer and Gnome Day. Saturday, June 25th, the most important day of the month, is our 6th anniversary of the Renaissance Festival podcast. Minnesota Renaissance Festival Open Editions is Sunday, June 5th. Ohio Renaissance Festival Editions is June 18th and 25th. Pirates of the Caribbean 5 script is done. Number 6 is in the works. The first film, titled The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, will be released on December 14th, 2012. The second film, titled The Hobbit, There and Back Again, is slated for release the following year, on December 13th, 2013. Peter Jackson has let fans know that Orlando Bloom will be returning as Legolas to the Hobbit films. Peter Jackson is now answering fan questions over on his Facebook page. Matt and I will be at Convergence, a sci-fi and fantasy convention here in Minnesota, June 30th through July 3rd. Come say hi. If you have an idea for an intro for the Renaissance Festival podcast news, please send it to me. We are looking for new intros. We are about to tell you the winners of the Hall of Fame, and once we do, you'll be able to see Sharon's first banner she did for us for the Hall of Fame. Mark has a new Kilted for His Pleasure t-shirt coming soon, so be on the lookout for that. And Mark has a little bit of sad news as well, for his new CD, Firefly Drinking Songs, has been delayed until June 21st. Mark is also putting a new t-shirt together for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast and Celt Father. Be on the lookout for that. If you have any news, you can always put it on Facebook or email it to me, tony@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And this has been the news for this week. Reminding you how to survive a Renfest tip of the week is, when goblins visit, make sure you know where your magical communication devices are. Mischief is one of their charms. And now, back to somewhere else in the castle.
All right, let's get on with some more music. Next up is Beggarman's Song by Axel the Sot from his CD, Tales from the Tavern.
Oh, I love the feel of money. Some shillings in me hand. If I had a pound upon the ground, would certainly be grand. And if I had some coppers, or even better still, a golden piece inside me couch would give me quite a thrill. It would, you know, I'd thrill easily. Well, now some call me a dreamer, and some think me a fool. When I see others coinage, well, me mouth begins to drool. I think all day of money, I dreams all night of gold. And if you ask me why I do, I'll answer loud and bold. Oh, I love the feel of money, some shillings in me hand. To find a pound upon the ground would certainly be grand. And if I had some coppers, or even better still, a golden piece inside me pouch would give me quite a thrill. Oh, I love the smell of money, it makes me nostrils flare. And if I had a poodle, well, I wouldn't have a care. A guinea in me cottage, a farthing in me hat, I'd buy a feast of the finest treats and never again eat rat. Unless it's cooked properly, of course. One day I'll be a rich man, one day I'll be a king. I'll order all me servants, all me treasure full to bring. A pilot on me carpet, I'll wear it on me head. I'll stuff me coffin with all of it, so I'll have it when I'm dead. Oh, I love the feel of money, some shillings in me hand. To find a pound upon the ground would certainly be grand. And if I had some coppers, or even better still, a golden piece inside me pouch would give me quite a thrill. Oh, I love the smell of money, how it makes me nostrils flare. And if I had a poodle, well, I wouldn't have a care. A guinea in me coffee, a falling in me hat, I'd buy a piece of the finest streets and never a guinea to rat. Do I love the sound of treasure, though I've never seen its coin? I'll grab myself a shovel, and I'll dig until I find some bubbles and some rubies, some diamonds and some gold, some silver and some pieces of eight to spend when I get old. Oh, some bubbles and some rubies, some diamonds and some gold, some silver and some pieces of eight to spend when I get old.
Truly understand your beauty. fool, unworthy as I am. I venture to impart this since the day that we began. And I struggle now to say these words the only way I can.
Hi, this is Jerry Berry from the New Minstrel Review, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Evening star that shines so bright, carry me to safe harbor, guide me through the darkest night. Surely you must know the way to my home. So calm and so cold the nights become, when dawn is still far from breaking. Ghosts are taunting the rising sun, terrible visions dance over the sea. Ships that sail above the horizon through the veil. The spirits are rising, sailing on ether, untouched by the waves. It must be the magic of Morgan Le Fay. Islands that float above the sea, when land is still days beyond us, captain and crew will scoff at me, say that I'm mad to tell what I've seen. The rising sun is a welcome sight, when it washes away the visions. Watch over me with your golden light, scatter the phantoms away on the wind. Ships that sail above the horizon through the veil. The spirits are rising, sailing on ether, untouched by the waves. It must be the magic of Morgan Le Fay. My seagoing days are far behind, and I long for those misty islands. They haunt me in above the horizon blue. Spirits arise and sailing on ether, untouched by the waves. It must be the magic of Morgan le Fay. It must be the magic of Morgan le Fay.
I'll be in the garden. I went to see if you were. Someone said they saw you leaving, kissing the gardener. Why do you call at all? Can't go out tonight, I'm not well and my car is sick. Someone said they saw you dancing with your mechanic. Why do you call at all? You always call. Say what you're doing now. Someone, some. Who you're doing now. Meet me at the circus. You were nowhere to be found. Someone said they saw you leaving and kissing some. Why do you call at all?
And that was Why Do You Call by Craig Farrington from 20 Years of Spicy Delight.
Before that one was Morgan le Fay by Brigand's Folly from Twain.
Brand new CD, really good stuff. You got a good album there, so check it out. Before that was The Lost Boys with Woman, Thou Art Beautiful from their CD, Heroes and Scoundrels. And that, speaking of which, you mentioned the Pirates thing earlier. Well, that kind of reminds me, that album just sort of reminds me of a lot of the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. I don't know why. I think there's a lot of sea stuff. I listened to little bits of it, and it just kind of reflected that. So check that out as well.
We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
All right, I want to remind everyone also, once again, make a donation to the Renaissance Festival podcast, and you can download shows from 2005, 2009, giant zip files. And when I say giant, I mean almost a gig in size. So you know, it'll take a while, but you can get all the past episodes of the Renaissance Festival podcast, and you know, any donation will do. $1, $5, $10, $3,000. We'll be happy to accept your generous donations, and we'll send some of that money straight on to Matt, and so he can do some more interviews and we can get out in the world. Be heard.
It will be put to good use, bringing you more music and interviews and Renaissance Festival experiences. The more money, the better the experience, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe not entirely that. That does sound like most Renaissance festivals, though, doesn't it? You spend a lot of money at Ren Fairs. You know, if you don't want to do that, though, make sure you drop us an email. Let us know what you think of the show and any comments or thoughts about it. You can post also on Facebook, right, Tony?
Yes, you can.
And there's lots. He's got lots of great comments and thoughts and suggestions and stuff that's going on over there. It's a fun place to visit and hang out. So drop us a line. And of course, you know, support the artists who support the podcast. Buy their CDs, see their shows at Renaissance festivals near you, and let them know you heard them on the Renaissance Festival podcast.
And I got a note from Kristen just before the show started.
Oh, yeah?
And she said she is heading back to school to keep studying so she can work with Fester Adams.
Really?
And we'll leave it at that.
Excellent. Awesome. Well,
so hopefully she'll be on the show soon.
Yeah, well, we're kind of scattered right together. Now, and hopefully I'm going to be back on more of a regular, at least more often than I have been this year. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully we'll get other people back on the show as well. Any other thoughts, y'all?
Grains of sand are small compared to grains of boulders.
This is why he runs the Facebook page, Tony. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Shall we finish it up?
Sure. Until next time.
All right. Next, we'll finish it up with The Butterfly. This is by Nancy Daly Green from Sing, Dancing, Everywhere. We'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.